And now, back to Brainstorming with Billy.
The Living Brain.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Bill Frank. You're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura County. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is getting our attention. My first guest, Jim Champy, is known throughout the world as the reengineering guru. He got our attention by turning his focus on reengineering healthcare. This next segment will put some spice in your eggnog for the holiday season. My guest is one of the country's most progressive and well-educated somic sex educators out there. Somatic means bodily, characteristic of the body as opposed to the mind and the spirit. And she's going to teach us that holiday sex is the best sex. If you want to join in the conversation, you can call in at 639-0008, or if you're outside of the county, it is area code 805-639-0008. Jaya is a somatic sex educator. She offers couples and singles of all sexual orientation and gender the opportunity to learn about their sexuality in a completely new way. Jaya began her training at the age of 16 when she first learned about energetic healing through touch. From there, she studied tantra and other forms of sacred sexuality. She's been teaching for over 10 years as a dakini, and recently she resides, or currently she resides, in Yellow Springs, Ohio, and Los Angeles, California. Jaya is the co-author of Red Hot Touch, head-to-toe handbook for mind-blowing orgasms. Welcome to the show, Jaya. How are you today?
I am so excited to be here, and I'm just doing absolutely fantastic. Well, I'm happy to be in L.A. where it's warm and not cold.
Warm compared to Ohio, but, you know, for those of us who live out here year-round, 44 degrees this morning was a bit of a shock as well. So I'm glad that you're out here, too, because it makes the conversation a whole lot more fun. So tell us, you began at 16. Tell us how you became one of the country's leading intimacy experts.
You know, I just was really interested in this from a very young age, in relationship, in love. I was a hopeless romantic. And as I got older, part of my path and my own personal development and healing was using my sexuality. I have a huge vitality, just a lot of sexual energy and life force and aliveness. And how do I use that to be the best person that I could possibly be and inspire others? So that became a huge passion of mine. I was teaching all my friends about sex in college, and it just was like, okay, I'm in school for theater, but my love and my passion is teaching sex. So that's where I got to where I am now.
Wow. Well, first of all, I find it very interesting that you're so open and you acknowledge your gifts in the area of sexual vitality. And by the way, you don't hear those two words together that often. So, but I know in doing some research on you, they believe that there's a lot of sexual shame out there. What do you mean by sexual shame, and how do you go about helping to dispel some of that shame for your clients?
Mm-hmm. One of the biggest things I work with really is shame around our bodies, shame, or, you know, we have so much body image issue out there of like, oh, I don't like that fat on my butt or whatever, you know, those kinds of things that hold us back from really enjoying our pleasure. Because really in the moment of orgasm, are we thinking about that? Is our partner really thinking about that? So helping people overcome those things that really block them. And then there's deeper levels of shame. Like, for example, just having sex for the pleasure of it. Like, that is really difficult for a lot of people. Or sex in a new position, or something that seems a little taboo. And what really are the blocks there from you really allowing yourself to explore all that is possible when it comes to our human bodies and all that is possible when it comes to pleasure? So, I'm thinking of myself as a purveyor of pleasure. I'm sort of out there helping people to overcome those things which hold them back. And it's not just about sex. It's about what holds you back from really connecting deeply with your partner and living life in your full aliveness.
Oh, Jaya, very interesting that you should say it and phrase it in that way. You really are talking more about the mental game behind the process than you are the actual process itself. Mm-hmm. And I find it interesting that you're part psychologist, part clinician when you're dealing with your clients. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, I would say that, you know, I work with four main elements. There's four obstacles, or you could see them actually as four enhancements as opposed to obstacles, but that's emotion. So first is like, where's your shame? What's holding you back? Do you have an abuse history? What's happening emotionally? Then we go from emotions to biomechanics. So that may be something physically, like maybe you had an injury to your knee and you can't get in certain sexual positions, or maybe, like for my case, I had an injury after I had my baby where I had a tear in my pelvic floor, and that, like, my sex life was over. I thought, oh my gosh, I'm never going to have sex again. And that was from scar tissue. So that's another thing that I look at a lot is, like, do people have injuries? Have they had a surgery? Have they had something physically that's happening? And because I'm a somatic sexologist, that allows me to work with people's bodies as well. And then finally, there's biochemistry. What's happening hormonally? We don't usually take this into account, but, you know, like women have whole phases of, you know, things that's happening every single month. So do men. Where are our testosterone levels? Where are our estrogen levels? And looking at that whole chemistry in our blood, in our system, that may be affecting our sexual life.
All right. So emotion, biomechanics, biochemistry. Is there another one of your four?
And scar tissue.
Scar tissue. Ah.
That's the one most people don't think of. But adhesions, especially in the lower body and the pelvic floor, scars keep blood from coming into the pelvic floor, which keep you from engorging, which can keep you from having sensation, also nerve conductivity. So there's a lot to look at when it comes to scars, and people just don't even think about it.
Oh, I hate it.
Hysterectomy or, you know, a prostatectomy or a vasectomy, any of those things.
Any of the above. But boy, I hate it when I don't engorge. That's terrible. All right. We're talking to Jaya, everybody, author of the book Red Hot Touch, a head-to-toe handbook for mind-blowing orgasms. Something in doing the research really tripped my interest, and you describe yourself as a dakini. What is a dakini?
A dakini is, well, it's a word used in Tibetan tantric Buddhism, so this can get into sort of my tantra background, which I practiced. I've been a tantric practitioner for about 13 years. I teach a lot of Western sexology now just because it's a language that people can understand. So a way to really easily understand it is that helping people sort of take their sexual vitality or their sexual sensation and move it for that personal growth, what I talked about earlier. So one of the roles of a dakini in tantric Tibetan Buddhism is transcending, or that's a big word, which basically means that they took men's lust or took human lust and transformed it into a spiritual practice, or another definition is a sky dancer. So they were like these dancers, these consorts to Tibetan Buddhist monks who would, in their lineage, in their tradition, they didn't believe that sexuality was bad. They used it in their meditations. They used it to give themselves more life force and energy and longevity. And so therefore, they used an image of a dakini to meditate on making love with.
I see. Wow. Interesting, Jaya. Now, I want to change subjects completely here and kind of focus in on the holiday seasons, because we are upon Thanksgiving and Christmas coming up here shortly. What does a man or a woman really want for the holidays this season? What do they want Santa to bring them?
Well, sensual gifts are those gifts that really inspire your partner romantically and sexually. So you want to give gifts that are within your budget that really inspire your partner intimately. So one of the things you could do is tie a bow around a bottle of massage oil with a little note that says, like, good for one erotic massage. And you secretly go and you learn erotic massage. You can get that. There's tutorials online. My book has some great suggestions. And then you have that in the morning when you're all cozy in bed, and you give your partner that massage. Now, ladies, here's a great one. You can dress up in a little Santa costume or an elf costume, or go to Victoria's Secrets, get some like really great bra and panties that are red, and get a little bow around your wrists and put bells on your ankles, and you've got like a ho-ho-ho, just really hot little sexy outfit that you could put on some Santa baby. Madonna has a great track, and do a little strip tease for him.
Oh, nice. I like the way that you're thinking. But help me here, because we talked about this before. A lot of us have, you know, real issues around new positions, doing things differently. And let's face it, many of my listeners have been in a relationship for some time. How do you introduce something new into the repertoire?
So this is really good. I love to use this analogy of mystery and obstacle. And using a little bit of that helps keep things hot and spicy. And so when you're introducing to your partner something new, it's okay to have a little mystery. It's okay to be a little like sexy and seductive and for them to wonder what you're up to. If your partner is totally blocked around it, one of the things that you can do is tell them how much you appreciate times when you've experienced something like that. So gratitude is another thing that can really come out during the holidays, and why holiday sex can be great, is just tell them, like, remember that time when you did that sexy striptease for me when we are on vacation? I loved that. You start giving them appreciation instead of telling them what they don't do. So if you want them to participate in something really fun and exciting, that is a really huge secret, is constant appreciation and constant, like, giving them those hints. I loved it when you sucked my toes.
All right. Okay. Great. I'm flushing over here, everybody, just so that you know that. Now, Jaya, you mentioned gratitude, and that's a great thing to have right around Thanksgiving and Christmas time, too. But let's face it, the holidays are stressful. I mean, there's a lot of stress on all of us. There are parties, there are relatives, gifts buying, children, and on and on and on the list goes. Give us some tips about keeping the intimacy spark going, both in and out of the bedroom, particularly when I'm too stressed to, well, you know, couple.
Mm-hmm. Stress is one of the biggest pieces to not having orgasms and can actually keep you from being in the mood. So we really want to combat the stress and exhaustion of the holidays. One of the ways to do that is simply keeping touch alive between the two of you. So you can give little shoulder rubs while you're doing the dishes at night, or touch the small of the back. Like, that is an erogenous area that actually also helps decrease stress and bring on more sexual vitality. So the Chinese and Chinese medicine, they believe that this is the seat of the jing, and jing is your life force, your sexual energy. So if you want to amp somebody's energy up and have them follow you home from the holiday dinner party, just rub the small of the back in little clockwise circles. Foot massages at the end of the day, great. And these are things that you can do, you know, even if your kids are running around. And the other great thing, even if you have people over in your house, like, let your kisses linger. Do like little kisses. And also eating foods. I think diet's also important because we tend to overeat during the holidays and eat too much turkey at Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. Tryptophan.
Right. Sleep. So one of the things that I do is I really try to eat more raw foods, fruits and vegetables, like get up on the salads as opposed to eating that extra piece of pie. So just be aware that, you know, turkey and extra pie, as pleasurable as they are in the moment, may not be so pleasurable if you're trying to stay intimate and connected and combat stress with your partner.
Interesting. So, well, we're talking to Jaya, everybody. Red Hot Touch is her book, a head-to-toe handbook for mind-blowing orgasms. Those are some great ideas for keeping the spark alive during the holidays. One of the things that I also found very interesting about you is you believe very strongly in certain things. Our Declaration of Independence says life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. You actually believe that sexual health and erotic education are also basic human rights. Why?
That is an excellent question. Thank you so much for asking me that. You know, I really feel that it's part of what it is to be human is our sexuality. And I notice, and this is my own personal experience, that the more I can tap in and the more freedom that I experience and the more that I expand myself, the happier I am. And I've seen this in my clients and I've seen this in my clinical experience over and over again, is that there's this bliss that comes, and there's a biochemical reason for this. So this goes back to my biomechanical biochemistry. It all affects one another. So if you're depressed and you're sluggish and you're not feeling well, or your body hurts, or, you know, you're not stimulating oxytocin, for example, like, we all need oxytocin. It's a basic hormone that gives us the capacity to love and connect and bond with people. So by touching and stimulating our erotic, stimulating the sexual, the intimacy, the connection, we stimulate the hormones that make us feel good and make us feel happy. Dopamine, oxytocin, serotonin. A lot of these things come from our sexual and our erotic.
All right. Now, that is very interesting. So it is a basic human right. It's what makes us human. I like that. That's a very well said. Now, Jaya, let me ask you something on a more personal level. What are you going to do for this holiday season? Do you have any special plans?
Mm-hmm. One of the things that I do, I like to not have the TV on. So that's one thing that we do around the house during the holidays is really creating that time together. Mm-hmm. We have a great fireplace. So lighting the fire at night is just fantastic for me. The darkness is one of those times that where I feel really snuggly and cuddly and romantic. I've been taking actually striptease classes.
Really?
So I'm going to take my own advice, and I'm going to do a little sexy striptease for Christmas for my partner. And you know, we've been doing more massages. Here's another great thing that my partner and I do. We schedule out our intimacy time when we get really busy. So right now we have every Friday afternoon is scheduled for time where we just cultivate our our intimacy. Last week, this last Friday, it was nothing but we did massage. And it was great. We just did massages on one another.
All right. Now, I'm going to have to hit the pause button here for just a minute, Jaya, and say scheduling time all of a sudden sounds like the opposite of romantic. It sounds planned. It sounds forced. It sounds mechanical.
Mm-hmm. Well, what this does for me is it gives me the opportunity to look forward to it. So it's like foreplay all week where I'm like, okay, I know that we're going to have some sexy time on Friday afternoon and that I'm really going to have that time set aside, you know, no phones. Our baby goes away out of the house with a babysitter for the afternoon.
Nice.
And we just have that time. And sometimes we plan it. We're like, okay, this Friday we're going to do massage. So what that gives me is the opportunity to go out and like, okay, maybe I can learn something new because I'm always learning. Even though I'm an expert on erotic massage, I still can learn new techniques. I'm always creating new ones. So for me, it gives me the opportunity to look forward to it, like foreplay all week. We might send sexy emails like, oh, really looking forward to Friday. You know, I want to do this to you. You know, letting each other know, like, that's a great holiday thing, too. If you're at a holiday party, send a little erotic text to your partner from across the room.
I love
it. Letting them know what you want to do later.
I love it. Intimate emails and intimate texts. That's great. We're talking to Jaya, everybody, author of the book Red Hot Touch, a head-to-toe handbook for mind-blowing orgasms. A lot of great advice here, and maybe people listening to the sound of our voice, Jaya, are interested in learning a little bit more. Where would you direct them to go on the internet to learn more about you and or about your book?
Red Hot Touch is my website. You can go to redhottouch.com. And I'm offering everybody a $10 gift certificate, so just a huge thanks to all my fans and all your fans. If you enter coupon code THANKS.
That's great. Thanks as in thanks for Thanksgiving, THANKS. You get a $10 discount on the website. I think that is marvelous, Jaya. That is great. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Well, it's been a pleasure talking to you, Jaya. Really enjoyed the conversation, and it's almost a shame to have to go back to work after listening to all of this. We've been talking to Jaya, author of the book Red Hot Touch, a head-to-toe handbook for mind-blowing orgasms. Jaya, we'll talk to you down the road.